fifth parak of Megvoyah, sixth edition of Galush and Nitlash Megvoyah Aboim. So, a wave that got detached from the ocean, and it had a shear of 40 so, which is a shear of a mikvah, and Nafal Aladim Alakayim. It is considered kosher for being a mikvah. Seems to be the simplest pshat is that it's still considered part of the ocean. And the ocean is matar when it's in motion, and therefore this is also matar when it's in motion. There are other shatim, but leave it at that. Kol mokum sheyesh voy aboim so, toivla matbilin. Any place that has this 40 so, which is shir mikvah, you could toivla, it could be matbil kelim. Matbilin bechitzim and isim, be matbil. Chitzim are rectangular holes in the ground. Nitzim are narrow on the bottom and wide on top. For passes chamon, a hole that was made by the leg of a donkey. For muravas bebika, muravas bebika. That's muravas bebika. That these things have water that collected, and it's where the Rav explains it is that they're connected to a larger body of water. So even though this body of water is less, but since it has a proper connection, which is the size of Shofar Sanod, two finger widths, then it's kosher. Vishami Oimrim Matvilim Bechaldilis, Vishilam Ein Matvilim. Vishami says that if you have water going down the side of the mountain, then you could be toivel in that. And Basil says you can't, because since it is in motion and it's not natural spring water, it has to be sitting in its place. It says you could take a few kalim and use it as a stop for the water to prevent them from moving. The kalim used to stop the water are not tahor, because they are not fully in the mikvah. The only part of them is preventing the water to come out of the mikvah.